The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
When Jesus went into the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, "Who do people say that the Son of Man is?" They replied, "Some say John the Baptist, others Elijah, still others Jeremiah or one of the prophets." He said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" Simon Peter said in reply, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." Jesus said to him in reply, "Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my heavenly Father. And so I say to you, you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of the netherworld shall not prevail against it. I will give to you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven." The Gospel of the Lord. Good, and so once again, good afternoon, brothers and sisters. Welcome now. Here's the feast of Saints Peter and Paul. Here's a feast that's an oddity, right? Because doesn't Peter and Paul, don't they each deserve their own day? Aren't they a big enough wheel? Practically every other saint in the year gets their own day. Why are Peter and Paul lumped together like a duplex? The only thing I can answer you is that's the way it's always been. They've been celebrating the feast of St. Peter and Paul together as a singular feast day since 258 AD, and that's a long time ago. Okay, so it's a very, very long tradition that we have. St. Peter, our greatest leader and the first pope. St. Paul, our greatest teacher, and the apostle to the Gentiles, both united in martyrdom. Both shed their blood in the city of Rome. And as far as tradition goes, they both shed it on the same day, even though they were separated by several years. You've heard the story of the martyrdom of St. Peter. Crucified on the Vatican Hill, upside down at his own request, because as he said, "I am not worthy to die as Jesus Christ died." St. Paul got off a little bit easier. If you can call being beheaded by the sword getting off easier. But he was a Roman citizen, and Roman citizens could not be crucified. But Peter and Paul both consecrated the soil of the city of Rome. And just as an aside, this is why our church is centered in Rome. Why isn't our church centered in Jerusalem? Why isn't our church centered in Antioch? Why isn't it centered someplace else? Because as they said in the ancient church, ubi Petrus ibi Ecclesia. Where there is Peter, there is the church. Jesus gave his own authority to Peter. If the Pope moved to Fredericksburg, the church would be centered here. Okay, so I don't anticipate that happening anytime soon, but you get the point. Okay. So Jesus says to his apostles and to us two questions. Who do people say that I am? And who do you say that I am? Who do people say that I am? Back then they said, some people say John the Baptist. Others say Elijah. Still others, Jeremiah or one of the prophets. And what do they say today? Yeah, you know, Jesus, he's a teacher, kind of on par with Buddha or Confucius or Muhammad. That's what they say today. Isn't it interesting? Public opinion always gets that wrong. They got a lousy track record, okay? Just goes to show how much stock you can place in what the general public thinks of Jesus Christ. Because here's the operative question. Who do you say that I am? Jesus asks that of his apostles. He asks that of you and me. Peter and Paul answered that question with the shedding of their blood. Now, here's my point today. That witness was the most important thing they ever did. And your witness is the most important thing you'll ever do in your life. Now, don't get me wrong. Peter and Paul, towering figures in the history of the church, right? St. Peter, the first pope. St. Paul wrote half the New Testament. However, the most important thing they ever did in their lives, this witness. When was Peter a greater leader to us than when he was crucified? When was St. Paul ever more eloquent than when he spilled his blood? Now, a martyr is, strictly speaking, someone who says, I'd rather die than deny Jesus Christ. You want me to contradict my faith? You want me to go commit a sin? You want to know what? I'd rather die. That's what a martyr is. But strictly speaking, the word martyr just means witness. I'm not sure what's going to happen to us here in this country. I mean, heck, the way things are going, a lot of us might end up being martyrs. And I don't mean to scare you, right? Like they say, not to scare you, just to prepare you. I look out there and across the state of the world, the trajectory things are going. I'm not so sure how things are going to turn out. I'm really not. But we're all called to be witnesses. And that's what we can do right now. What's a witness? A witness is somebody who says, I know, I have proof, I have evidence, and I'm willing to swear to it. Don't hide your faith under a bushel basket. It can be very intimidating out there in the world, can't it? It can be very, very intimidating. You know, they've got the powers of the world, they've got all the money, and they've got the TV, and they've got the broadcasting, and they've got, you know, the culture in the palm of their hand. And it can be very intimidating. But Jesus Christ is the truth. I don't know about you, but I'd rather be on his side, right? Don't be intimidated. Here's what our Lord says. The gates of the netherworld will not prevail against the church. Now, I used to think that that meant that the great, big, powerful secular world, after pummeling the poor, bloody church, the church would finally crawl away, bruised and bloodied and still barely alive, right, at the second coming. But then you stop and you realize that the gates of a city are used for defense. The church is the one that's on the attack. And it's the powers of darkness that will not survive our onslaught. Do not be intimidated. You and I, with Christ our Lord, are on the winning side. So be a witness, together with Saints Peter and Paul. And with their prayers, may we persevere. And we'll ask for the prayers of the saints to help us to do that today. Saints Peter and Paul, pray for us.